Okay, go!
Wow, that was like creepy and funny at the same time. Hello, and welcome to 8th Right Radio, one of Gamerscape's Final Fantasy XIV podcasts. I'm FusionX, and joining me tonight is Steak, again.
Yeah. Again? Yes. Greetings.
All these other people, they're like, I'll totally join you guys for the next 8th Right Radio. And so then we're getting ready to do it, and I'm like, anybody joining us? Nothing. Silence. Nobody says a word. So,
hey, I told you I was not going to be there.
Well, yeah, but you told me you were not going to be there, like,
the day before.
I'm
pretty sure it was at least the day before.
Yeah, no, that's right. It was a Nero that was like, hey, I realize you're going to record in like an hour. I'm not going to be there. Thanks. That being said, stuff comes up, stuff happens. It's all good. It's not the end of the world if we can't do a show 1 week. Maybe it is to some people out there, which is kind of sad if you're relying on us that much. I don't know if that's a good, if I should say that or not, whatever. So we got some pretty crazy stuff going on for the last few weeks here with Final Fantasy XIV. Most recently here, we have the XXI'd letter from the producer. That's 21 for...
That would be 21, yeah.
Anyway,
the XXIth.
I was trying to edit the XX iced.
I was like, "What are you talking about?"
XX iced baby. I don't know.
Oh no! See,
this is why I usually don't like to talk on the podcast because I say stupid crap like that.
I'd like to hear you do a show just solo, just you.
Oh, God, I would be... Oh, no. That would be the worst show ever. Be terrible. I need somebody to, like, bounce off of and make fun of that isn't myself. Anyway. So in the latest letter from the producer, we have an updated list of changes that they're working on. Nothing terribly surprising, I don't think, that came out of this. For the most part, it's all stuff we knew was coming. New seasonal events are coming. Dark Moogle Battle, name tentative, is going to be coming up in the next patch. Mm-hmm. Garuda, which is not on this list, is going to be coming up in 1.21. This week they announced that they're going to change the way that... not the way, rather, but they're going to be adding another item as a drop from the Primal Battles that you can trade in to get a weapon, because a lot of people are like, you know, I've been doing Ifrit like a million times and I still haven't gotten like my Ifrit Lance.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to do is they're going to have this item that'll drop into someone's loot pool instead of going, like right now the weapon will go right into your inventory. So you can't, you know, give it to somebody else. It's like, wow, I'm a Lancer. This is a Conjurer weapon. Can I give it to the Conjurer? No, you can't because it's already in your inventory. It's not in your loot list. So these items are going to go into someone's loot list. And they're also, with the next patch, they're going to introduce a random command so you can roll. It's not a system thing. It's just, it's like the emote, you roll, you know, 73, whatever. And the idea is that you can roll for these, and, you know, if the person that got it in their loot pool isn't a complete dick, they'll, you know, transfer it over or whatever to the person that won the random, or, you know, whoever needs it, whatever. So they're going to be changing that for the Ifrit battle, and they're going to also have that for each primal fight coming up. So that'll be Moogle and Garuda, and then whatever else they come up with after 1.21. Achievements are coming, so that's cool. They're also making changes to the lodestone to go along with that, with the history section. So that'll be. I'll be curious to see. I'm anxious to see like the achievements because they're giving out rewards for them. We saw in the last live Q&A that at least one thing that you'll be able to get as a reward from achievements is like a crown. So that's kind of cool.
Okay.
It also sucks because I'm crazy. Like I'm like the biggest like achievement or trophy whore like ever.
Yeah, we know.
So
don't worry.
I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I'm gonna be up all night getting achievements and stuff, doing stupid things. I'm sure. What else are they gonna add here? I'm like jumping around way too much. I should just go down the list to keep it a little easier to follow. That'd be nice, right? New company leaves, grand company leaves. They're going to also adjust the rewards for completing grand company leaves.
Okay.
Which is weird. I didn't think they were going to, you know, well, they say adjust rewards. They don't say, but I think all the only thing you get from
grand company
leaves is
seals. Are you talking about, like, increase the number of things that you can get with the seals that you get?
I think they're talking about the seals you get. Because they say rewards from the leaves. So
okay. You
only get seals, right? I'm pretty sure. So I guess they're increasing the amount of seals that you get, but I thought they said they weren't gonna do that. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that.
Maybe you'll just be able to get different stuff with the seals that you do get. Because I could have swore we just talked about this,
Hold on. That leads into, and they don't actually come out and say they're adding new. Oh yeah, they do. Never mind. Ha! I was looking at for the patch numbers on the side, but patch ongoing. Ooh, that means all the time. That's like every patch edition of Grand Company ranks and items in 1.21. They're gonna have Grand Company promotions, so you'll be able to increase your rank.
Oh, okay.
And in turn, you'll be able to get more stuff. I want to say one of those things that you'll be able to get when 1.21 goes live is chocobo armor. They actually showed concept art. I think that the designs they showed off were final. They had like one or two designs for each city state's chocobo mount. So you'll be able to get those probably in a similar way of how you unlocked your chocobo, probably by doing quests for your grand company and buying them with seals. So that's cool. Let's see. You can the ability to mount your personal chocobo and leave the city via the stable master. This is something a lot of people wanted, because when you get your chocobo for the first time, you have like that little cutscene,
right?
When you ride out of town or whatever, and people are like, that's really cool, I want to see that more. So now you'll be able to do that by talking to the stable master in town. I know that before, I think they had talked about
walking out of the town.
Yeah, instead of walking out of the town, you'll get that little cutscene.
Right.
You'll be on your chocobo.
It's very Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah, but I think before they were talking about the idea of having, you know, just being anywhere in town and just if you hit like your chocobo. You know, if you call your bird up, it'll play that cutscene and take you outside. Which I would prefer, because it would
be
easier
cool.
to get out.
Yeah.
But I know they've also talked about having, I think with grand companies, like teleportations around the city or ways to get around town easier.
Quicker.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're planning on doing that still or what the deal is with that or not. Revival of action queuing is coming up in the next patch, which is that's interesting. You'll also be able to turn it on and off. So if you don't like it, you can turn it off. If you want it, you can turn it on via text command. So it's not going to be something in the UI yet. I hate how they keep introducing all these things that you can toggle, but they're all text commands. So unless you're keeping up with all the patch notes, you're gonna have no idea that it's
right.
even. There.
But like, yeah, but you'll get like
how hard is it to add a button?
You'll have like one of your friends will be like the one dude who knows all of those text commands. So you'll be like, "How do I do this again?" Oh yeah, it's just slash.
Right.
Blah, blah,
I know
blah.
It's really though. How hard is it to add a button or a little toggle on off? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't think it would be that hard.
I don't know, man. They're reworking everything, so like.
Yeah.
Know, what's the point in putting something, you know, developing something right now?
Yes and no. But I mean, a lot of the stuff, you know, we've had text commands for, and then they put in a toggle for it eventually. And so who knows? Next patch is revival of bonus attributes. So they'll have a class-by-class re-implementation of attribute bonuses that you get when gaining in the level. So, you know, back in the day, we had these things called ranks instead of levels.
Right.
We got these points that we could put in as strength and dex and fire resistance or fire whatever. I don't think it was resistance. Unless it was something. Whatever. Anyway.
Firepower!
There you go. Anyway, that'll be decided on a class per class basis after the next patch.
When is the next patch due to come out?
It is coming. Oh, and they mentioned it in here somewhere. I gotta find it now. Oh, I know I saw it.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. Oh my gosh. All right, they had planned to have it out by late November, but now they're looking at a delay of roughly 10 days. So we're probably looking at early December, would be my guess.
So very soon, next couple of weeks?
Yeah.
It's definitely. Already like, you know.
It is late December. This is
26th today.
Yeah, it'll be probably in the next couple of weeks, I would think. So. Definitely, yes. Some good stuff to look forward to there. Lots of changes for item synthesis and gathering. They're going to change the rate that you get a spirit bond. So you'll be able to... I'm assuming they're going to make it so you build it quicker. So you'll be able to grab an item and convert it into materia faster, which will be awesome. Because sometimes it feels like it takes forever for that stuff to accumulate. They're going to give XP bonuses based on synth quality. So if you're synthing something and your quality is, like, amazing, you'll get more XP instead of, like, you know, 5 or something. You know, something, right. Some crappy thing that doesn't really have anything to do with the quality of the item. In the next couple patches here, 1.2 through 1.21, they're going to change food effect stuff. You know, because they've been changing a lot of stuff, the battle system and the way that stats work and stuff. So they're going to change food to reflect that. Same with, you know, medicine. They're also getting rid of slot cost for accessories, and they're going to reorganize equipping conditions, whatever
that
means.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
are they going to make it better? Like, are you going to be able to wear more stuff, maybe? Or
I can't see them allowing you to wear more than we already have.
It'll be interesting.
I could see them limiting it or actually decreasing the amount of things, because I think right now we can have 4 rings. I could see them toning that down to 2.
Right.
Maybe getting rid of like bracelets. I don't know. You know, who knows?
Who knows?
We'll see what they do with that. Micro menu reforms. So they're going to have pop-up notifications for party and link shell invitations, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be on the micro menu, right? So that's not going to be like up in the corner or wherever you have your status box or whatever now. It'll be kind of right down there with a bunch of your other stuff. They're also going to integrate different things into the micro menus to give direct access to functions. I'm not quite sure. It's a little vague.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what functions?
The functions.
The functions
that do stuff.
The functions that you were previously able to do in some other manner.
The functional functions. Titles are coming with achievements.
Yes, I love titles.
I was wondering about that, because I'm like, that, you know, it seems like that would fit, you know, go right along with that.
I love titles.
So they'll have a new window for titles from, you know, earned from achievements and stuff like that. I'm curious to know if the titles are going to have any kind of stat bonuses.
See,
some MMOs have done that.
Yeah, Aeon does that. And
I think
was always really cool because there were just certain titles that you could go after and do special things for.
Which is cool. But at the same time, then it would almost... Yeah, you might get that idea of, oh, you have to get this title because this title is the best for Dragoon.
And there also might be a title that you like that has a crappy stat for you. Like if you're, it might give you, you know, a stat that you don't need, but you like the way that it sounds.
Right. I mean, could you imagine if they had a title called like Jerky Poo Face, but it had like
awesome.
plus like 20 crit damage and 20 strength and 20 attack.
They're like super fancy.
Like, all these people walking around named like Jerky Poo Face Fusion X or like, you know, like. And that's the other thing too.
Like, we're not going to invite you because you don't have Jerky Poo Face.
Right.
we're getting back to that.
Best reason to exclude somebody from a party ever. You don't have Jerky Poo Face.
You don't have Jerky Poo Face?
I wonder if they're going to display titles with character names. Because some MMOs will display it, you know, either above or next to or below, like, the name in the UI, right? So you'll see someone walking by and you'll see their title. Other ones, they just, you know, they have it, but you don't get it unless you, like, examine them or whatever.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? On the concept art that they had produced, they had...
Those were public company names.
Were they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, you gotta display the title next to the name, man. It's not as much fun if you're the only one that knows that you have that really cool thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. New text commands are coming. I mentioned random already. Also, assist. We're getting assist finally, which is going to be awesome since it looks like they took a lot of AoE stuff away in some of this class reform stuff that we'll be getting to in a little bit. So that'll be very important. Some market ward changes are coming. They've talked about this before. You're going to be able to see purchase and sales history of items in the markets. You'll be able to buy items via the search window. That'll be good. Three new emotes are coming. We got Pose a couple updates ago. It's like, yeah, here's a new emote. It's Pose. Everyone's like, awesome. Whatever. So we're getting three new emotes this time. So that'll be nice. I'll be curious to see what they are, because there's quite a few already. I don't know what more they can, you know.
Just wait for the Tumblr when people are misusing them on the first day to make some kind of sexual thing.
It won't be. I remember when they introduced what was it? Pose and swimsuits. The patch wasn't even out yet, and just the screenshots that Square Enix provided, people took them and started moving them around, and I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. Shut down text command.
Ooh.
So you don't have to like log out and then log out and then quit and then log out and then quit. I wasn't laggy, and I was just saying you had to log out and quit like 17 times. Don't worry.
You do.
They're going to be releasing the materia assimilation info. This is the materia chart that was mentioned in our interview with Yoshida back last month, basically saying what items turn into what materia, or what they, you know, what materia they can turn into, what they have a chance of turning into.
Right.
They're also going to change, update the recipe pages on Lodestone, character pages for history and stuff with achievements, and some other stuff like that. So lots of stuff on their to-do list. Some of it is 1.2, some of it is 1.21, some of it is both, some of it is ongoing, which means they're doing it all the time. But lots of cool stuff to look forward to. We'll go into a little more detail on some of the stuff that they've announced over the past few weeks here. Changes to repairing. They're going to simplify the repair motion, and the time required for this will be shortened. I didn't think that was an issue. Like, you click a thing, hit repair, you kneel down, you do a thing where you hit something, and that's it. Right? Like,
Right.
am I crazy, or was that not really an issue? I don't know. They're going to remove the repair screen since you just need dark matter now, so it doesn't really matter to see, oh, you need this and this, whatever. Accessories could be repaired at NPCs. This is, I think, the highlight of repair changes coming in the next patch, because you can repair everything you want at the NPC.
Right.
You have pants that you need repaired? That's fine.
Done.
You have a ring that you need repaired? You are out of luck.
S-O-L, sir. We don't do jewelry.
And so you'll be in a party. It's like, dude, your gear's like all crappy. You got that little like yellow or red icon. It's like, yeah, dude.
My ring.
Lalafell couldn't fix my rings, bro. Oh. I hate that, so annoying. I ended up just like buying new ones or something because they're so cheap now. Changes to gear dyeing. This is kind of crazy. So with the last patch with 1.19, some gear had different colors attached to it. Like, you know, you had a, for example, you had like the cobalt hobby. And then you had like Cobalt Hobby Red, right? And the red would have some extra attack or something. And they did this for a bunch of different pieces where the color would have, you know, some other stat or bonus or whatever on top of it.
Right.
And a lot of people were like, well, that's cool, but I want to be able to wear whatever color I want regardless of the stats, right?
Right.
It's like, it's, you know, like the red Cobalt Hobby. It's like, well, that's great, but I hate red. You know, like, why would I want to wear this? Well, it has better stats. Crap. You know, like, I gotta wear it, right? With the exception of Subligar. If Subligar could have the best stats ever, and I would never wear it. Unless I'm wearing a hobby that, like, covers it up. But anyway. So the way that they're doing this is kind of crazy. It's like they always like show us like these tables, and there's a million different things on the tables. There's two ways that they're going to do this. One is where you'll be able to just dye an item. So you'll have, the example they give is felt robe, right? And then you'll dye it. And so you'll either have a red one or a green one. That's pretty simple, right?
Right.
And then another one they give is you'll be able to, because the way it is now with the different stats that are attached to the color, so what you're going to do is you'll synth it into, you'll take a felt robe, and then you can turn that into a felt robe that could either increase attack magic potency or increase, like, mind, right? You could have it, you could pick what stat you want it to boost, and from there, you could dye it to whatever you want.
Ah. See, that's so cool.
Yeah. It'll be fun updating the wiki after some of this stuff. Maybe one of these days they'll be done changing all the items, right?
No way, man.
Me and Gahu just cuddle up in a corner and cry when they release information like this sometimes. it's hard, man. It's rough. It'll bring us to class reforms, right? So with all this stuff, I mean, in 1.19, they changed basically all the items. Now they're starting to change the classes. We've had, you know, the battle changes. So the goals that they kind of have here, they want to streamline the armory system. They want to make the classes more unique, which is something that they've been talking about for a long time now. And they want to have a character development system and battle elements that are distinct to Final Fantasy 14. You know, it's not just like, oh, this is just like any other MMO. They want something that kind of stands out and makes it its own thing, right? We're going to have class-specific actions. We have these already. You know, there's certain abilities that only certain classes can use. Like right now, you know, Lancer has like Spirit Surge or something like that.
Right.
Traits and guild tokens are gonna be removing those. Like, you know, like you can get your marks, right?
Yeah.
And then you buy an ability or things. They're getting rid of those. And they're gonna make it so you learn traits as you level up now. And they're still working on what they're actually gonna do with the leftover guild marks. They're right. thinking about, you know, letting you exchange them for gil or something like that, or seals of what, you know.
Huh.
So see what happens with that. So,
spend them now. Spend them.
Well, no, don't spend them now. Save them because you'll be able to exchange them for something.
You'll just get the
ability. Because they're changing. Yeah, because you'll just be learning the abilities now. So don't spend them. If you have them, hold on to them for a little bit. And I think this is coming up in the next patch. So
really,
I believe the traits and guild tokens.
So the answer is stockpile them.
I could be mistaken. Yeah,
stockpile them. Maybe. Go. Get
maybe more. I had 20,000 on Lancer, I think, because I didn't know you could only buy pikemanship once. I was an idiot. Shield skill is not gonna be shield skill anymore. It's gone. So, buy shield skills. It was nice knowing you. They've also got that. They got a chart here on when classes are gonna learn their actions and traits. So, you know, level 1, you'll learn an action. Level 2, you'll learn an action. Then 4, 6, 10, you know, whatever. And then traits are going to be more spread out. And then as you level up, the actions that you can use from other classes will increase. So you start off between 1 and 9, you can only have one other action from another class. And at level 10, you'll be able to have 2.
Huh.
And then by the time you're 50, you'll be able to have 10.
Is that going to be implemented in the next patch?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
The next patch is going to have, and we'll jump into that in a minute, but they're redoing like all the abilities and everything with 1.2.
Crazy! It's drastic.
Crazy and very drastic. A lot of people were unhappy initially when they read the changes for that. They talk about combos a little bit, which is something that they've kind of touched on a little bit before. It's like, yeah, you can like attack the mob from different sides and it like does stuff. Okay. So the way that they explain it, they have some examples here. So they'll have it set up. So the first weapon skill, you know, it'll deal damage to the target, and then if you do the weapon skill from the front of the mob, it'll like increase damage or something. And then if you use the second weapon skill, you know, well, it'll, you know, for example, like, you know, something, it'll deal physical damage to a single target and increase your enmity. And if you did that other one before this one, the combo will give you an enmity bonus,
right?
And then you could do another one after that and get, you know, a damage bonus, or, you know, there's a bunch of different things that they're playing around with, and these are, I think, like they're only for you, so you can't have other people come along and like interrupt your combo, like by, you know, starting their own or whatever. And certain abilities, like if you have something like, oh my gosh, the one, you know, like a buff, like a quick buff, you know, like a quick strength boost or whatever, those won't interrupt your combos. So in the middle of a combo, you know, before you hit, you know, your second or third weapon skill, you could, you know, boost something like, you know, oh man, what, I can't, I feel so stupid. I have like two of these abilities and I can't remember what they're called.
Come on, Fusion, get with it, buddy.
They're macroed. I don't need to know what they're called. I just hit buttons and they activate.
You can do it.
Not ferocity. Is it ferocity? It might be ferocity. Or is that the TP? I don't know. What, anyway. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Buffs for weapon skills. All right. Won't interrupt combos. Moving on. So that's pretty cool. I'm kind of, I don't know, like part of me like likes the idea of the combo thing. The other part of me is like, I don't want to have to sit there and like spin around the mob to hit him. You know what I mean? It's like you have to use this one from the side and then use this one from the back. I'm like, well, that's cool. But what if the mob is running around, or what if he's turning with me? Like, you know, I don't know. it'll take a little bit of playing around with and getting used to, I think. But, you know, it could end up being pretty cool. So, I don't know. We'll have to just kind of wait and see what happens with that. Last but not least, the biggest thing that's come out from out of the last few weeks here are the new action lists for classes and jobs, which kind of just takes everything we have now, slaps it and spins it around a few times, sets it back down, and says, here you go. Enjoy. Unfortunately, we don't have any like names for the abilities yet. Some of them, if you go through down the list, you'll be like, oh, okay, I know what that is. Like, we already have this. Other ones will be like, okay, I think, you know, that sounds like one thing, but they combined it with a different thing. And, you know, so these to take away from this, it's basically you're going to have to relearn how to play all your jobs or all your classes, rather. Because they're changing a lot of stuff. They're also adding some really cool abilities. Like one of the abilities that Paladin gets is if you activate this ability and someone cures you, then you get it'll give a regen effect to party members in your range.
Huh.
Like that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what other things that they have on here. They have, you know, stuff that'll increase like defense of party members. Here's you know, Paladin has a magic spell where you can restore the target's HP. When it's cast on another player, it'll restore 50% of their HP in addition to a portion of your own. So if you're curing other people, it'll also give you a little bit of HP left. You know, regen or whatever from it. So that's kind of cool. There's a million different things in here. Marauder weapon skills. There's a few AoEs. I don't know. I think as a whole, it feels like AoEs or things that target multiple enemies have kind of disappeared a little bit. I'm wondering if the devs saw everyone just, you know, doing AoEs and parties and said, maybe we should change this a little bit. This feels a little broken.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Monk and Pugilist is really...
Yeah, that'll be interesting with the Monk and Pugilist.
Well, here's the thing, because, you know, we're coming off of 11 here. You think Monk, you're like, alright, it punches stuff and, you know, what else is there to know, right? Some of these abilities, let me find one of these. There was quite a few of them. Were they Monk? Yeah, okay, so Monk ability 4. Converts your attacks into wind attacks and grants a bonus to evasion. Effect fades upon reuse. MP is continually consumed while effect is active. So in 11, there's that merit, I think it's a merit ability, or maybe not, I forget what it's called, where your attacks do magic damage.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
It is kind of like that.
Except it eats your MP pool.
Right.
And a lot of people, the day this came out, and everyone's like, oh my god, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, did you people read some of this stuff? Like, shut up. First off, we're getting Bard that's going to have, you know, regen, refresh, and a TP regain ability for party members. Okay, so don't worry about that. And then one of the combos, one of the effects of one of the combos that they're getting is, hey, chance to increase absorb MP effect. So you'll be able to, you'll have ways to get MP, monks and pugilists. Don't worry, it's going to be okay. You're not going to like switch this thing on and then not be able to use it again for 5 minutes because you got to sit there and like, you know, refresh your MP or something like that. Dragoon is getting jump, obviously. I don't think that's going to be a surprise to anybody. They get one that's pretty cool where you'll evade an attack and then jump. So it's kind of like a Saigon and jump. I think they're taking, what was it, diversion, where you can evade, you know, you'll just like evade an attack. It's pretty simple, right? And that's, they're taking that and combining it with an you know, jump as like kind of like a jump two thing where you'll activate it, and then once an enemy tries to hit you, it'll, you know, it'll kind of turn on, so you'll evade it, and then you'll jump and do damage, which is pretty cool. There was one on here that I saw it, and I kind of wanted to cry a little bit on the inside. It was, I forget which one it is on the list, but it was basically, it was, it'll increase TP gain, or it'll, like, you'll get more TP with this attack, but you can only use it after missing. So it's taking, like, full thrust and merging it with, like, feint for, like, a feint two kind of thing, which is, I don't know. I'm sad because I love full thrust because you can get a lot of TP with that. But Archer and Bard. Bard is coming. Bard is going to have magical abilities. As I said earlier, it's going to be refresh, you know, regain and regen. Pretty basic stuff. That's all that's listed right now is just those three magic spells. And then they'll have a weapon skill and an ability that's going to increase the max HP and certain magic effects of party members in range. So that could be interesting. It's definitely looking like it's going to be a support job.
Right.
Obviously, because it's built on the archer class.
Right.
So you're going to be attacking with, you know, a bow, presumably, you know.
I hope that people aren't too, like, disappointed if, like, these new jobs, like Bard, for example, are, like, completely different than you're expecting it to be.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I mean, it's, in its basic, you know, kind of traditional sense, Bard is still going to be Bard. You're going to be a support job. You're going to, you know, sing songs and, you know, boost your party up.
But singing songs and junk.
You know, and all that crap, eh? But, because you're coming off of the archer class, you're also going to have access to your archer abilities at the same time.
Right.
So mm-hmm. It's more of a melee-oriented Bard, but it is still a Bard. It's not like this whole new vision of a Bard. It's still your kind of traditional Bard. Like, they're not going crazy and changing a lot of stuff. It's just Bard with a bow. So.
Dude, archers aren't melee.
DD.
DD, okay.
I say melee, DD, what? That
like
thing.
Whacking somebody with your bow. I don't know how you're doing that.
Archers don't whack people with their bows. They just punch people in the face.
That's true, they do punch. There is punching.
I don't need a bow, I'm just going to punch you.
There is punching involved.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Pow, right in the kisser. Pow, right in the kisser.
Yes. All right, so Conjure is going to turn into White Mage. Found that out a couple weeks ago. They split the magic up between Conjure White Mage and Thaum Black Mage, right? Because you're like, oh, well, Black Mage obviously is the nuker, right? So it should get all the elemental spells. But it doesn't. Conjure and White Mage are going to get Wind and Earth. And then Thaum and Black is getting Lightning, Fire, and Ice. Water isn't on either's list. So there's no water spells right now, which is interesting. And they've also come out and say that spells like Poison and Paralyze are not going to be in the game.
Hmm. Poison and Paralyze?
They're removing Enfeebles.
Huh.
There will not be any Enfeebles. It's like, are they saving them for maybe a Red Mage down the road? Or are they just like, yeah, let's just not have Enfeebles. Like, what?
There's got to be a Red Mage in mind.
There's got to be
something
in mind for that, because that's crazy.
That,
like,
crazy.
How do you not have something
Final Fantasy game without Enfeebles?
How do you not have, like, Bind or Paralyze or Poison or... what?
Yeah, dude.
That's ridiculous. I can't...
Just bring back Dispatch.
What is Dispatch? You're going to have to refresh me on
Dispatch?
That.
Dispatch, it was just like... I don't think it was a spell, but I'm pretty sure It was from Final Fantasy VI, where, like, it was just a chance where you would just instantly destroy the mob.
Okay.
And see, it wouldn't die. It would just
right.
be sent to the void.
Right. I still haven't gotten around to playing six.
What?
Didn't they just release it? No. Five just came out. Six is coming out in the next couple weeks or so.
I might actually play that game again.
Yeah, I will be picking up six for the fourth time. Yeah, and I just got Dissidia too. Amazon had it for like $12, and I was like, I can't. I'm like, you know, I wanted to get it digitally for Vita, but for $12, man.
I know, right?
I couldn't say no anymore. You got me, Amazon. So there you go. People are wondering about water spells since there isn't any. There are, and they haven't confirmed this. Like, they haven't come out and straight up said, we're doing it. But they've kind of hinted that the level cap may go up with 1.21. They've said there aren't any plans to increase the level cap until 1.21, or, you know, stuff kind of, you know, pretty hinty things like that. So we'll see what happens with that. And obviously, you know, if they up the level cap, maybe one of those higher levels would get access to something like water spells. So we'll have to just kind of wait and see what happens with that.
I'm excited about this new content.
There's a lot of changes.
Like, there really is.
I'm excited, but at the same time, it's almost discouraging me from playing.
Really?
Because they're changing so much.
They're changing everything.
Right. You know, I mean, I've been playing this game since before launch, and now they're changing all the abilities up. They're changing stats. They're changing the foundation of these classes.
Yep. We knew it was going to happen. You know, this is...
I think... And not that it's necessarily a bad thing. You know, it may not even be a good thing, but, people said they want to change, that they would allow for big changes, but at the same time, I don't know if they were really expecting it. You know, I think they were expecting, okay, you know, some big tweaks, but these are big changes, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some people are like, there's no difference between it. The way I'm explaining it, I think there is, so whatever. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, with everything they're changing, don't get me wrong, I still am enjoying the game. You know, I still want to play for the 7th Umbral era stuff before 2.0 comes out. But if they're going to keep changing things this much, part of me would be tempted just to kind of, like, you know, set the game aside for a few months and then come back later after they're done revamping all the systems or something, you know?
Yeah, but then at the same time, you don't get to be a part of the changing world. That's the part that you're missing out on.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss little bits and pieces that they throw into the storyline about why the world is changing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So by putting it down and coming back later, you're just like, oh, okay, stuff is different. And you don't know why you weren't part of that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I mean, and I think they're still planning to charge here at the end of December, or so, or a little bit after 1.2 comes out. So hopefully this patch delivers pretty good, because they're gonna want people to start paying now.
Yep. Yep. And I was just talking to you earlier about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And how Star Wars is coming out on the 20th of December, and it's going to be hard to pass up and say, nope, I'm not going to play Star Wars because I want to play 14.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because for those of you that have gotten a chance to play the Star Wars Old Republic beta, there are some of you out there, the game is good.
It's pretty good.
Game is good, man. The game is really, it's really solid MMO that they've got going there.
I don't know if I'm a huge fan of the art style. Like, it's okay, but I think I prefer a more realistic look to the kind of
Final Fantasy 14 definitely has has it in the bag with the graphics, because you know 14 is one of the most beautiful games I've ever seen.
It looks better than WoW, which is awesome.
But, right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, and the graphics aren't always everything, and at a certain point you got to kind of let go of the whole graphics thing, because you know that's their art design, that's how they wanted to make it. So okay, just kind of roll with it. But it plays pretty well. I like the you know, you can do like the dialogue choices and stuff like that. But this isn't the Old Republic show. We don't have one of those yet. I don't know if we will in the future. I'm not like announcing anything secretly or anything. It's pretty cool. The NDA was lifted last week for Old Republic, so I'm sure a lot of videos and information are flooding out about that. If anyone out there is interested in learning a little bit more about that. But anyway, we'll go back to talking about 14 since this is
the 14 show.
It doesn't matter what show we're doing. We always have a bad habit of talking about something that's totally not that show, right? It's like welcome to Eighth Right Radio. Today we're going to talk about
Pong or something.
Right, Mario Paint. Remember the fly swatter minigame?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hated that boss at the end, man. Alright. Oh, that's like, it's into bragging.
New Mario Paint. How cool would that be? To like put it out on Wii? And use like, you're just using Wii remotes? That would be sick.
Maybe.
Yep.
Take us into bragging rights. We got Sneak Attack, got Gladiator to 42, Marauder to 50, Conjurer to 37, and Thaumaturge to 37. Linkshell finally figured out how to beat Ifrit after numerous unsuccessful runs. Got the Ifrit speedrun achievement by beating him in under 10 minutes. Got Ifrit's Cane, Claw, Battle Axe, and Blade. Nice. I still need to beat Ifrit once. I don't even have a win. I got a pickup group a couple weeks ago, and we went up. It took forever to build too. It was one of those like pickups where it's just like you're sitting there forever, then you finally get that last person and you're like, awesome, let's do this. And we wiped once and everyone's like, all right, that was fun, I'm done. I was like, really? You just after sitting around for like an hour trying to build this party, like one run, and you're just giving up? That was kind of annoying. Anyway, Tiggle, I got Fisher to 50, ending the evil that is the three gathering classes. Ashne got 50 on Miner. It's a painful year of grinding out of the way. And last but not least, Yumi Hibiki finally got Conjure to 50, just in time for her to be confirmed that it won't be Black Mage.
Fail.
Weaver to 34, and picked up Marauder to 23 as my main melee job for now. Finished every side quest available and didn't die from boredom on my month health retreat in the middle of nowhere. Bonus achievement, got my drawing style recognized last episode. Lol. Yeah, I drew that cloud. It's quite a while ago. And those are your bragging rights. Don't forget to post yours on our forums, Final Fantasy 14 general discussion, bragging rights thread. Just throw them up in there, and we'll read them on the next episode.
Boot.
Congrats,
guys.
And I have a confession to make. I haven't really been playing much 14 these past
Why
few.
Why
not? Skyrim, Zelda, Battlefield 3, Tor.
Uncharted.
Uncharted. Well, no, I beat Uncharted by like the day I got it, but other games have abducted me.
Skyrim has indeed.
They're not even distracting me. They've abducted. Like, I got Skyrim, and I literally played that. Like, if I wasn't at work or sleeping, I was playing Skyrim, and
if
then Zelda
you
came out,
have not
and I started
played
playing
Skyrim?
Zelda.
Yes.
Oh, my.
If you have not played Skyrim, you owe it to yourself as a human being to go out and grab yourself a copy.
So many games coming out. It's crazy.
Skyrim is a very, very good game.
And then I got Battlefield 3 was half off yesterday online, so I got that.
Dude, you are just a beast. Ever since you got that job, you are just you were just buying up everything.
Not everything.
How much are they paying you? Every time I look at your Twitter, you're like, they got this on sale. They got that on sale. I'm totally getting that. I'm totally buying that.
I don't always get everything I say I want to on Twitter.
That's true. Sometimes you go.
I am restraining myself. Like they got StarCraft 2 for $30 on Battle.net until like Monday, which is tempting, but at the same time, it's like, I think I'm right.
I will seriously consider buying that.
Yes, and I did, and I decided not to. Because I have enough games that I still need to play through. I still have like this game that I bought like months ago that I haven't beaten. Granted, it's the crappy like Tron Evolution game. It was like $10.
Wow.
Don't judge me. But I need to beat it because that's the kind of guy I am. So
get that Saints Row game that just came out. I want to play that.
I've heard good things.
I've also heard good things.
I've heard it's a fun game. It's a game. You just have fun. That's the best kind of game.
That is the best kind of game.
It doesn't take itself seriously. It's just a fun game. But make sure you get the North American version because they censored the special weapon in other countries, I read.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not even going to go into detail. It's not even appropriate at all.
USA! And Canada.
And Canada.
And Mexico. And Mexico.
All right. Email. We have one email.
Uno.
So thanks to the one person that sent us an email. One question. This is from Katsu Kobashi, I'll say. I'm not sure if that's their
good try.
Not sure if they're in the if that's like their in game, like their character name or just their email. I don't know. Which discipline do you think Bard is going to fall under? Disciples of War or Disciples of Magic? And also, why do you think it falls under War or Magic? Thanks for reading my email. Love listening to the show. I'm going to go with War. Because it's a job off of Archer.
I think you're probably right.
And the reason I think that
is because like they probably won't use magic because it's music.
Well, here's
music it, wasn't magic it in is, the past.
It is it has been. Bard songs in 11. If you get silenced, you can't use bard songs.
Yeah, because you can't sing.
Yeah, but it's. If you're silenced, you can't use magic. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right, but ninjas, you couldn't cast ninja spells either.
Yeah, because
you have to talk in order to cast ninjas.
Right. But,
Your point is,
shut up.
You mad.
I don't know if I've ever told you to straight up shut up before.
You mad?
No.
Okay.
I'm slightly upset. Okay. And I have an imbalanced self-esteem now.
Okay.
But if you look at some of these changes with the, like Pugilist Monk or Gladiator and Paladin, they do have magic thing, magic spells or abilities, whatever. Right. But they're still disciplines of war. Their primary function is melee combat.
Right, but we just heard that Monk will actually be using magic straight up and down. But it comes from Pugilist.
But that's from physical hits, though.
That's true. And actually, Pugilist has a couple abilities that use magic, so.
Right. So they... If the class is... Whatever the class is, that's what the job is going to be. I think that's a pretty safe...
Safe assumption. Yeah, I think so, too.
I can't see... Any, I can't even think of any, way where, any combination where they'd come out and say, okay, we're going to have like a thief class and then like, an elementalist job like for it or something.
Assassin
like,
is going to be magic user.
You know, I said I couldn't think of anything. Totally just popped into my head. Beastmaster to Summoner. That was a possible class to job.
Oh, yeah.
That they talked about during our interview.
Right.
And you would think that a Beastmaster job would be Discipline of War. Maybe, right? Because it would probably be more based on just straight up melee. You'd have like an axe or something. Whereas Summoner would be magic. So maybe.
You never know, though. They could totally switch it up, though, man. You could have a Beastmaster that would be like an elementalist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know.
Well, and I think that's the way that they wanted to go. From bunnies to primals. A little bit of a change, but that's what I think.
Yeah.
But I guess that'll do it. That's pretty much it.
Alright.
Have you done anything in game recently? We kind of skipped right over that.
Skyrim?
Yeah, okay. Played some Skyrim in 14 this week.
I fight for the freedom of all Nords. But only Nords, though.
Good for you.
Only Nords.
Way to be that guy.
Yeah.
That Nord guy.
Unfortunately, I joined the Rebellion, and they're kind of racist. I didn't know that until after I joined, and they're just like, the elves can suck it, and the Khajiit can suck it. I'm like, oh, wow, okay. So we're like that? I didn't know we were like that.
And what are those reptile guys? We don't like those either.
Yeah, I forget what they're called now.
The Argonians.
They're such
dirty
lizard people. That's not PC, by the way. That's
wow.
It's very insensitive.
Wow. Yes, I'm sure all the Argonians that are listening in are very offended.
As well, they should be.
Oh, dear. All right. That'll do it for this episode of 8th Rate Radio. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks on Gamerscape Radio. Our websites. No, I didn't forget. Don't worry.
You said on 2 weeks. I was going to say in 2 weeks.
Oh, in 2 weeks. Yeah, or on 2 weeks. I mean, if you like to sit on calendars or something.
On them.
Who knows? You can check out our websites, radio.gamerscape.com and ffxiv.gamerscape.com. You can hit us up on the Twitters, 8th_radio or Radio ESC or Zayapedia, you know, whichever. We have a few. You can email us at 8thRightRadio@gamerscape.com. Questions, comments, all that good stuff. Remember to post your bragging rights in our forums over the next couple weeks here. We'll read them on air. And what is so funny?
Send us your Argonian hate mails.
Yeah, bitch. Why not? Why not? I'm Fusion Knights. Thanks to Steak for joining me again this week.
Yeah, well.
And we'll see you back here in 2 weeks on Gamerscape Radio. See ya.
Laters.